The steamer boat is leaving, it's leaving mighty soon. It's going for a weekend, there's gonna be a full moon. Be sure to pack your perfume, your new bikini suit.
The time of year is ripe, my dear, I hear it's loaded with fruit.
Get on board for Fire Island, get on board right away. Get on board for Fire Island.
I know it's gonna be gay.
When you get to that island, unpack your pretty things. They aren't very formal, don't wear your wedding rings. The cocktail hour is something, it really is the most.
You'll meet our dear old auntie, he's gonna be our host.
Get on board for Fire Island, make the trip right away. No one's called John or Harry.
They're known as Franny and Ray.
They'll spring your spring later and your ponytail. Well, there's gonna be a big drag ball where you can really well just sashay up the gangplank and join our little crew and rush right to a porthole. You can watch the seagulls swoop.
The tunes are very festive, you'll romp and have a ball. The sounds you hear at night are nothing more than a mating call. When you get back to town, my dear, you'll have a brand new friend.
But if you don't make out this time, well, then come back next weekend.
May I have this dance?
Yeah, baby, but you gotta leave.
Waltz faster, honey, they're playing a cha-cha.
Crazy. The time has come for leaving, the hour to depart. You may have pleasant memories or just a broken heart. Next weekend may be better.
Oh, yeah!
So come and take a chance.
Sing the song, sing the song!
And hop right on that ferry. It'll take you to romance.
Hurry down to the landing. See you back at the pier. Leave your cares at the office. Pack up all your gear. Hurry down to the landing. See you back on the pier. We can all let our hair down. We'll see you Friday.
All aboard, all aboard.
Hey, watch your heels, May. You're stepping on my train.
What did you do to your hair? It looks like a wig.
It is a wig.
You'd never know it, sweet. Do you like my tiara? It's just like that princess, what's your name?
Grace, Grace.
Yes, Princess Grace.
That ain't no princess, honey. That's a queen.
Now I got a gal that's mighty strange. Little eyes of Mike. I'm afraid she ain't ever gonna change, little eyes of Mike. I'm telling you, she never wants to wear a skirt, little eyes of Mike. Wears Levi's and a big sweatshirt, little eyes of Mike.
Oh, Eliza, little eyes of Mike.
You're impossible.
Oh, Eliza, little eyes of Mike.
Asked her to set our wedding date, little eyes of Mike. Said we'd simply have to wait, little eyes of Mike. I'm telling you, all she does is stall and stall, little eyes of Mike. While she's out and has a ball, little eyes of Mike.
Oh, Eliza, won't you decide?
Miss Elizabeth.
Oh, Eliza, please be my bride.
Found herself a brand new friend who's kind of sick. Wears a crew cut and what's more, her name is Dick. Both of them are quite a pair, they're quite a sight. With Levi's and crew cut hair, oh boy, they're both a fright.
I'll tell ya.
Oh, Eliza, can't you conform?
Do try it.
Oh, Eliza, please do the norm. Swing your partner to and fro.
Get you married, go, go, go.
When her folks came into town, she got a scare. Put some makeup on a pretty face and curled her hair. I'm telling you, she asked Dick to play it cool, stay out of sight. Dick got mad and packed her things and left her that night.
Thank goodness.
Oh, Eliza, now you are free.
Miss Elizabeth.
Oh, Eliza, come back to me.
Well, she left town to scout around, both near and far. Found a spot to settle on down and open a bar. I'm telling you, now she's got a clientele that's kind of gay. While the moon shines bright outside, they're making hay.
It's something.
Oh, Eliza, give up this life.
Come back to me.
Oh, Eliza, please be my wife.
night.
Well, now I went down to plead with her, and I met a dame. She looked very good to me, Lil was her name. I'm telling you, came upon me with great shock. Lil was in drag, and what's more, her name was Bill.
Say it, say it.
Okay, he's stunning.
Oh, Eliza.
I joined the clan.
Utopia.
Oh, Eliza.
Found me a fan.
Oh, Eliza.
I found my dream.
Oh, Eliza. He is a queen. Hot damn.
What do you do with a drunken sailor? What do you do with a drunken sailor? What do you do with a drunken sailor? Early in the morning,
roll him out of bed and make some java. Push him in the shower and scrub him with lava. That's what you do with a drunken sailor early in the morning.
Listen to his problems with attention. Then there are some things I dare not mention. That's what you do with a drunken sailor early in the morning.
Never let him feel that you're his jailer. Send him to the barber and the tailor. That's what you do with a drunken sailor early in the morning.
Even if he has a strong libido, you yourself have got a driving need. So do what you will with a drunken sailor early in the morning.
Blow the man down, you can blow the man down. Ho, ho, blow the man down. If he is tired, then send him to bed. Now is the time to give him his head.
It's getting repetitious, and the name you gave him was fictitious. That's what you do with a drunken sailor early in the morning. Then'll come the day when he ships out, and you will have a chance to look about. Maybe you can find another sailor early one fine morning. You're gonna wake up swinging.
That's what you do with a drunken sailor early in the morning. Yo ho!
I'm so wet from standing in the shower. I'm so wet from standing here all day. I'm so wet from beneath the shower at the good old YMCA.
I would like to wash your back.
Not if it's a sneak attack.
Wash your back.
Sneak attack. Oh, I'm so wet from standing in the shower. I'm so shriveled and I am a mess. I'm just drenched from being in the shower. Why I stay, you really couldn't guess.
Did you drop this piece of soap?
Certainly, you silly dope.
Piece of soap?
Silly dope.
Wash your back.
Sneak attack. I'm so wet from standing in the shower with that water hammering at my head. They have really got such water power. It could send you home and into bed.
Would you like to make a day?
I can almost hardly wait.
Make a day?
Hardly wait.
Piece of soap?
Silly dope.
Wash your back.
Sneak attack. I'm so wet from standing in the shower. Dull and dreary is just what it is. Still, I wait with patience in the shower, with two towels marked clearly his and his.
Do you have a place nearby?
Take me there, but let us fly.
Place nearby?
Let us fly.
Make it a.
Hardly wait.
Piece of soap.
Silly dope.
Brush your back.
Sneak attack. I'm so wet from standing in the shower. I'm so wet from hanging round all day. I should smell just like a pretty flower after all the soap I've used today.
Do you use that soap from France?
Certainly. Why take a chance?
Soap from France?
Take a chance.
Place nearby.
Let us fly.
Make an eight.
Hardly wait.
Piece of soap.
Silly dope.
Rash your back.
Sneak attack.
Oh,
I'm so cold and shriveled from the water dripping down upon my tiny frame. I'm so drenched that maybe I just oughta leave this place and just give up the game.
Do you think it's worth the price?
Sometimes it is very nice.
Worth the price?
Very nice.
Soap from France?
Take a chance.
Place nearby.
Let us fly.
Make an eight.
Hardly wait.
Piece of soap.
Silly dope.
Wash your back.
Sneak attack.
Oh.
I'm so wet from standing in the shower. I'm so wet from standing here all day. I'm so through from being in the shower. Guess I'll go and try another day.
Oh dear, what can the matter be? Oh dear, where can my roommate be? I fear he'll not come back to me. Promised to touch up my hair. Well, he promised to bring me a box full of henna to brighten my tresses a shade of sienna. It's imported stuff, and it comes from Vienna. Oh, where can my dear roommate be? He promised to bring me a pretty blue hairnet, curlers and lacquer, even some spray net. I just can't imagine that he'd disappoint me. Oh, where has my dear roommate gone? Oh dear, what can the matter be? Here, here, could that the doorbell be? Oh cheer, it is my roommate. He brought me the things from the store. Well, he brought me the peroxide, he brought me the cotton. There's nary a thing that he might have forgotten. I hope that it's fresh, it can quickly turn rotten. He's been so long at the store. Well, he brought me the dye pot, it was the wrong color. The formula he mixed belonged to another. He said it's the same that he mixed for his brother. So I sent him back to the store. Dear, dear, what can the matter be? Oh dear, now I can plainly see. I fear he won't come back to me. Found something new at the store. He met a new salesman that sold him the dye lot. He was so intrigued that I guess he just forgot. I was home waiting and I was pre-bleaching. Still he dallied on at the store. Oh gee, where does my roommate lurk? Golly, this job he cannot shirk. Hurry, peroxide can overwork. What's going on at the store? When he came back home, I was hairless and crying. The damage was done, there is no denying. A bald head has no use of henna for dyeing. So shove it right back at the store. My dear, now a wig I must wear. But, well, I guess that I shouldn't care. With those hair pieces I can wear, I just don't care anymore. 'Cause I got a bubble that's really no trouble, and I've got a flip, whoopee, is it a pip. And I'm so alive when I wear my beehive, and I really wail in my new ponytail. To be very frank, I've no hair left to crank, and I really don't need him no more, no more. He can go back to the store, the store. I'll never see him anymore. Bye-bye. There is a tavern in this town.
In this town.
Where every waiter wears a gown.
Wears a gown!
In such fun you'll never want to leave. And when it's raided you will grieve.
You will grieve.
Oh, the laws are getting rougher. The police are getting tougher. If they raid this bar again, we'll have no place to play.
play, for they do not want a drag joint, and they're very firm on that point. Though we break no laws, we'll have to go away.
Go away.
There is no other place for miles.
Not for miles.
Where you can view such stunning styles.
Stunning styles.
The latest gimps from Paris and from Rome. The stitch queens run up while at home.
While at home.
Oh, the kids are very handy. They sew dresses and make candy. But they really need a place that they can call their own. If they close and bolt the entry just to please the local gentry, it's a cinch the kids will simply have to roam.
Have to roam. We'll have to go out and look to find a home, a home. So we will not be restricted just to roam, to roam.
We will pack our drags and our makeup case and just move on to another place. We can all be gay when
we find another home.
We'll find another bar for us,
just for us,
where we will not admit the fuzz,
not admit the fuzz,
where the atmosphere's gay and free. We'll always act with dignity,
dignity.
We can have a little drinky, you can even lift your pinky. If you care to dance, you'll find someone to lead the way. But be sure to use discretion, so you'll make the right impression. Just behave as though you just were voted
queen for a day.
Where are those good old-fashioned balls of yesteryear? Those good old-fashioned balls we held so dear. Nights filled with pleasure I'll always treasure. Gone are the days of our balls. Give me those good old-fashioned balls I loved so much, and all the tender things I loved to touch. They've been laid away. Long gone is the day when our balls were a big, big thing. We'd have things to eat, both cold and hot meat, all garnished so pretty and grand. And if you were tired, but still felt inspired, then you could depend on your hand. Some carriage gone forever are the pretty bells. Gone forever are the kiss and tells. Folks would come for miles, they would all be smiles at the sight of our balls so grand. Everybody sing along and swish! Where are those good old-fashioned balls of yesteryear? Those good old-fashioned balls we held so dear. They were such delight, both by day and night, and nothing but great big balls. Bring back those good old-fashioned balls with tenderness. Those good old-fashioned balls and fancy dress. You'd be the hostess who had the mostess if you but held those balls. Today we have twisting and cha, cha, cha. Back then we had frolics and woo-pa-pa. The ladies were grand, they held in their hand the power to pull off such balls and picnics. Gone are the jubilees, days of majesty and fashion tees. Balls are never more what they were before. They've been replaced by a cocktail party. If they could return, I would rejoice. Hoist a flag on high and raise my voice. All I can dream of, bring back the cream of those balls. Balls, balls. A dashing horse with the speed of light, a galloping steed running through the night, a hearty cry is heard.
Florence of Arabia, get a load of her, high upon her trusted stud,
Steed,
that was all she'd ever need. Florence was so mystifying, she was always flying, with her turban and her noose.
That's a garment that hangs loose.
Out on the desert, upon the sand, Florence would ride off leading her band. If an oasis she then would spot,
She would cool off from being hot and sultry.
If you should leave your tent flap open, you'd awake to find her groping into the dark to reach your side.
She only wants to be your bride.
Majestic Florence of Arabia, get a load of her. She's the queen of Khyber Pass.
An exotic little lass.
Florence would hide out among the dunes. That's where you'd find her most afternoons. If you should wander into her camp,
inside her tent they'd burn a lamp
so brightly. But if you're smart, stay far away. It isn't safe by night or by day. Men have gone there and never come back,
the victims of a rear attack.
Be careful, Florence. She was not as prissy as that great El Sissy who cavorted over Spain,
camping all along the plain.
There was Sodom and Gomorrah
deep in the Kasbah, wherein she lurks among the Arabs, among the Turks. Strapped to her thigh a sharp scimitar,
a gift from someone named Omar.
Praise Allah.
If she should get you into a corner, better give in or else you're a goner. Give her your love or give her your life.
It's better than that curvy knife.
It's painless, Florence. She was so exotic,
also quite erotic.
All the Arabs were perplexed. Each one thought that they'd be next.
She was highly oversexed.
Florence of Arabia.
Flo, baby. Hello.
Get a load of her.
Hello, no, this is I.
I upon her trusted stud.
Steed.
That was all she'd ever need. 'Cause she's the freak of Araby.
Oh, Fanny boy, you've left me sad and lonely. There is no end to what I'd do for you. You had no friends, I was your one and only. But now you've gone and pawned my wristwatch too. Oh, Fanny boy, I know that you are younger, just 20 years, and I am 40 more. If you but knew about my burning hunger, you would have stayed and not walked out the door. So please come back, and I'll forget the timepiece, the hi-fi set, the Wedgwood, oh so blue. And I'll forget, oh yes, you took the car and chauffeur, the Frigidaire, and all my green stamps too. Oh, Fanny boy, Fanny, Fanny, you've left my board and my lodging. You didn't know, no, you fool you, you didn't realize how good you had it here. My dear young man, police you'll soon be dodging. You'll live in style, though constant dread and fear. So please come back, and all will be forgiven. the stocks and bonds, the crystal chandelier. But bring ye back my mattress and my pillow. I promise I won't prosecute you, dear. Oh, Fanny boy, Fanny, 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 my sweet, adorable, darling, foolish little Fanny. I'll buy you an annuity, Fanny. Why, I'll give you money. You'll have so much money that you can call your very own. You'll never know or want for great security if you will throw me just a little bone. Oh, Fanny boy, my Fanny.
A charming guy down by the river drive, down by the river drive, down by the river drive. I thought that he gave me the eye as he was going by, down by the river drive. He asked me if I had a light. He gave me quite a fright. There in the bright moonlight, there was no one in sight. I thought that he looked simply great. His eyes said, please make date, down by the river drive.
He ain't gonna cruise that drive no more. Ain't gonna cruise that drive no more. Ain't gonna cruise no more, no more.
I gotta move it right along while I sing this little song.
Ain't gonna cruise no more.
I took him back up to my flat, up on the river drive, where he could sit and rest. Up in my cozy nest, he then took off his coat and vest. I asked him for the rest. Up on the river drive, he asked me if I had a beer. I said, that's tacky, dear. If you must have a drink, I'll fix you something pink. We toasted while our glasses clinked, but he turned out a fink. Up on that river drive,
he ain't gonna cruise that drive no more. Ain't gonna cruise that drive no more. Ain't gonna cruise no more, no more. That drive has gotten dangerous.
It's no longer safe for us.
No more that river drive.
Well, it dawned on me the sky was straight.
Yeah, yeah.
But I could hardly wait.
Yeah, yeah.
I left it up to fate.
Yeah, yeah.
It'd be a festive date. But right before my very eyes,
yeah, yeah,
I got a big surprise. Up on that river drive, he pinched me while he flashed his club.
Yeah, yeah.
He said,
come on now, bub.
Yeah, yeah.
You've made the final flub,
yeah,
and there's,
yeah,
one less in your club.
He took me to the station house.
Yeah, yeah.
That guy was quite a louse. Up on that river drive. Well, judge, he gave me 30 days and offered this advice.
A drive is just no dice, son. It's full of sin and vice. And when you get out, I think you'll find you won't see your kind hanging around the river drive. No siree.
He ain't gonna cruise that drive no more. It has got to be a bore. Ain't gonna cruise no more, no more. He's gonna find him another spot.
This one's gotten too damn hot.
Ain't gonna cruise no more. Ain't gonna cruise no more.
Well, hello there.
Ain't gonna cruise.
My name
no
is
more.
Baby John.
Ain't gonna
What's yours,
no
sweetie?
More.